What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
A whole lot of people are doing something smart to stretch their budgets this year. They're keeping their present cars instead of buying new ones.
Our Ford has 246,000 miles on it.
Our Chrysler has over 153,000 miles.
My name is Johnny, and in March, my SUV turned over 200,000 miles.
Why would people like you and me keep their present cars instead of trading them for new ones?
I save more than $400 a month with no car payments.
And no more car payments.
I'm through with car payments. Fooey.
But if all these people are keeping their cars longer, who do they trust to make sure their cars get them to all the soccer games, birthday parties, and a million other places?
Merlin 200,000 mile shops.
Merlin.
Oh, nowhere but Merlin.
At Merlin.
More life for you and your car.
Get a $70 rebate with the purchase of 4 Continental tires. Stop by for a free tire inspection or visit Merlins.com for locations and to make an appointment.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Stop by any of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores where you'll find everyday low prices on the parts you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any auto parts store's price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
In the Stanley Cup Final, Hawks fans, live the excitement with us before and after every game. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
3 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Nick Shepkowski. We're still 2 days away from the Blackhawks' third Stanley Cup Final appearance since 2010, but today Jonathan Toews said he's not counting on momentum to help decide this series.
That conference will carry into this series, but again, it's about our work ethic. It's about doing those things that we talk about to make sure we have that success.
Game one Wednesday night in Tampa. The Lightning have instituted ticket and apparel restrictions for home games this series. Bulls reportedly finalizing a 5-year deal with Fred Hoiberg to be their next head coach. It's expected to be worth roughly $25 million. Baseball tonight, it's the Cubs, their first of 9 straight on the road. They're in Miami. Jason Hamill takes the mound for the Northsiders. Starlin Castro moved down in the lineup tonight to 6th. Jorge Soler up to 4th. White Sox are off today, but they do get a bit of good news when they start up the first of 3 in Texas tomorrow. They're expected to have Jose Abreu back in the lineup after missing the last 2 games. Today in MLB, Todd Frazier and Josh Donaldson named the Players of the Week. NFL news, Cam Newton is nearing a deal with the Panthers that would pay him roughly $100 million over the next 5 years. And UFC fans, for the next 6 days, you can bid on eBay to buy the 2005 Honda Accord that Ronda Rousey lived in after returning home from the 2008 Olympic Games. This scoreboard update brought to you by Skokie Sports Park, a top 50 golf range in the nation. And join 670 The Score's Terry Bors and Dan Bernstein for the Bud Light
Hello.
Who Needs Two Tavern Tour
Hello.
This Friday. In Naperville. That's where you're going to be.
Naperville, the Lantern?
That's my old stomping grounds in college, Terry. It's the second bar I ever got thrown out of on my 21st birthday. The more you know.
Too really?
Drinky.
You know what? I'll raise a protest in your name.
You should. That's from 1 to 6 p.m. on Friday. Come check out the broadcast. Enter for your chance to win a pair of Cubs tickets. Brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score, Tuesday at 6:35, when the Sox take on the Rangers on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Bors and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Our engineer is Danny Colanco. Actually, Danny Colanco, now that I kept thinking of him as I watched Mad Max Fury Road, honorary war boy.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
He doesn't even know it, but all he needs is a little bit of chrome spray paint in his mouth, and he is Danny Warboy Colanco.
I am awaited! I am awaited in Valhalla!
Tanny, have you seen it yet?
Yes, I did. Saw it yesterday.
And?
Outstanding.
Yep.
Oh, I thought that was a pretty good movie. A lot of action.
I wanted to yell at the screen.
I know! The whole time, you just want to go, ah!
Quit yelling.
Go and sit in front of that screen, and everything will be fine.
It does make me feel better that Tanny said it was really good.
Gotta go see it.
All right.
There.
If you can go to a theater that you can get yourself some scotch while watching it.
I love scotchy scotch.
When did you almost scream at the screen?
The Doof Wagon.
Yeah, because that's a thing. That's a thing where you're just thinking, holy crap.
It was an oh my god.
That's an oh my god.
Boars and Bernstein.
No! What do you mean no?
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
At 304 Boars and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, and there seems to be a large event about to take place in a couple days.
About what would you be talking? I'm not quite sure.
Hockey tips!
Oh, hockey, that's right. Hockey. So let's go to the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline, find over 4,000 vehicles or deals.com. This is a guy who can be followed at Erlinson TBO. He writes for the Tampa Tribune. He is Erik Erlinson. And I was saying before, with a name that Scandinavian, you better know hockey.
Well, funny enough, it's my dad's Icelandic, so it's not Swedish. It's not anything like that. It's actually Icelandic. So
they don't even play hockey in Iceland, do they?
Well, if you believe the Mighty Ducks movies, they did. If you've watched the Mighty Ducks movies, they didn't play it very well. They were a dirty team.
One of the only Icelandic athletes I know of was a Los Angeles Lakers center who named Peter Gudmundsson, who is 7 feet tall and bad. So that is
well, Iceland's got about six people there. What do you want for it?
Well,
you think Will Chamberlain's there?
Yes, okay. Yes, I do.
Little known fact from Iceland.
So, Eric, I think there are some Blackhawks fans, and what happens this time of year is there are a lot of people who are sort of in this thing for the party and have not spent the entire winter watching the teams out east. So, what's coming to face the Hawks here? What are they in for?
You know what? I bet if Chicago looked in the mirror about 5 years ago, that's probably what they're going to face. Already the comparisons are sort of being made between, you know, maybe where the Blackhawks were 5 years ago and where the Lightning are right now. It's a young team. The core is very young. I believe they're the youngest team, if not the youngest team, in the NHL. A lot of their core young players are 25 or under, and that includes Steven Stamkos and Tyler Johnson, Andrei Palat, and Nikita Kucherov, a lot of names you're going to hear, obviously, in the coming days. So they're very talented up front. They're probably not as deep as the Blackhawks are in terms of offensive talent. You know, defensively, Victor Hedman, you know, Anton Stralman are one of the best top two pairings around, and probably right where Brent Seabrook and name escapes me right now. Duncan Keith,
yeah.
You know, a number of years ago. So I think that's what's coming at them is a team that you know, probably looks a little similar to themselves a few years back.
I guess the good thing about them, too, is that they don't seem to be caught up at any moment. It doesn't bother them. You play a game seven and they win a game seven. So I think it tells you something about this young team. I mean, maybe it doesn't, but to me, no moments seem too big for Tampa.
No, and they've proven that, right?
Like, yeah, they have.
You go back to the first round, they're facing elimination, down 3-2, heading to Joe Louis Arena. You know, a pretty intimidating place to go with all the history in that building. And they go in and just play probably one of their better games of the postseason, and they go on to win game seven on home. You know, they're up 3-0 against Montreal. You know, they lose game four, have to go up to Montreal. They end up losing that game, but they played really well, losing 2-1 on a late goal there. Tearing down the New York Rangers in Madison Square Garden with all that history on the Rangers side and Henrik Lundqvist almost unbeatable in those situations, and to just kind of walk in there with an inner confidence and just kind of, look, you know we're good and we're going to prove it, and they went out and did it.
It's an unfamiliar coach there on the sideline too, on the bench, because we've been familiar with some of these playoff opponents over the years, whether it's been Alain Vigneault or Barry Trotz or Mike Babcock or Peter Laviolette or any of these
Mike
other
Babcock,
guys
rich.
That we've seen. Oh, very rich.
Rich.
But I don't know much about the man coaching the Lightning. Is he a tinkerer? Is he a matchup guy? Is he a mad scientist? Or is he more of a say a couple words to the guys and let them play kind of thing without any of the metrics or advanced analytics?
He's a little bit into the analytics scene. He doesn't, you know, he's not a total buy-in, but, you know, they do rely on some of that a little bit. But, you know, John Cooper, he described himself as a people manager as much as anything else. And, And he was talking at the beginning of the Eastern Conference Finals about how when he started, he didn't know a whole lot about the X's and O's. And if you don't know his background, he was actually a lawyer in Michigan and St. Louis, kind of, you know, coaching in the minor league ranks there for a while. I ended up learning the X's and O's, through the years, through some mentors and some people he really trusted and helped him out. But more than anything else, he's a people manager. And when a lot of his younger players, when he was coaching in the Lightning's minor league system, you know, they won a Calder Cup in 2012. They won an incredible run in Norfolk. They won 28 consecutive games to